9:01 a.m. We have no public comment. Any commission remarks? Moving on down. Approval of accounts payable.
Move to approve checks number 458177 through checks 458240, no warrants, and 3 transfers.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of previous meeting minutes for February 24th, 2020, regular session minutes, and executive session minutes for February 24th and 25th of 2020.
Didn't they already also have a short regular for the 25th typed up, and what they called it? It was in my packet. Where they just called it and then we went into executive.
Okay, and February 25th regular session minutes.
Move to approve regular session minutes for February 24th and February 25th, 2020.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve executive session minutes for February 24th and February 25th, 2020.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of payroll.
Move to approve payroll.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Personnel policy revisions.
Revisions that were previously made and looked over just were never, I don't want to say implemented, but not properly added to the book.
Well, my understanding is we didn't really haven't, the manual that our benefits person had didn't agree with another manual they had. So they spent, Chantilly spent many hours going through along with our legal to compare, and then 2 other departments compared it to see that they were all in agreement. This that had been approved to create a manual from the beginning that contained all of the revisions that were on record. Does that make sense?
That's what I mean. These are all things we've already
approved,
signed. They just never were actually put in the book. Mm-hmm. So I guess my question is we've already made the revisions. They just need to be entered into the...
The book just, I guess, needs to be entered into the record. And
it should have already been entered into the record. They just never were put in the book.
Well, it needs, so it can have it also what was online posted didn't agree with what the benefit. So to make it clear that we have one book that's went through that all departments have looked at and checked back that has went through the commissions having been approved, that it's now contained in one book.
Move to approve and enter into the Personnel Policy Manual, Revision of Policies, Amendment Number 2020-03-02. I As presented.
As presented. Thank you. Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Then, this has been approved, so then our IT department can be instructed to place this one on the website.
Yeah, once they put it in the book, they can get put on.
Yeah.
Addendum to the Intergovernmental Agreement, City of Hollister, number 18-005-CM.
I've not heard there being any issues with this, have you guys?
No, it's just Hollister wanting to continue using the building, and it's the same agreement, just extend, because the way the terms are written from month to month, they approved to a year, and it was sent to the administrator, I think his title is, of the airport.
Move to approve the addendum of intergovernmental cooperative agreement by and between Taney County and the City of Hollister.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
I'd gotten a call from the administrator, and he had not seen the agreement he saw on the agenda, and so I had Nikki send it to him, and there was never any comment that, so he'll have a copy now to have them sign. Now it's approved.
Audio interface terms and conditions. Johnson Controls Fire Protection. LP, Johnson Controls, number 20-017, Sheriff. I have a letter dated February 27, 2020 from our attorney, Mr. Elliott.
Far away. Jimmy's voice is so meek, kind of like mine, you know, you may not be able to hear him.
Well, there was some concerns, but with the amount being so small, he said that... The negative impact, potential negative impact was... Total amount, $1,618. Right. So I think there's, if it was a bigger amount, I think there would be a lot more concern. But
we've done business with him before, have we not?
Yes.
Never had any problem.
One thing to point out, I think on paragraph 19, you have 10 days to notify them of a claim. So that's a pretty short timeline. So just make sure if there is any issues, we're on top of it and get it to them. You guys have any other questions on it?
And if there were any issues, who would be notified first? You, but that's what I was thinking. And you would then promptly notify the people?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is pretty much, they'll just be purchasing the equipment and attaching it to the computer system, and everything else will be done by me.
Mm-hmm. I don't see any problem.
Move to approve the contract buying between Taney County and Johnson Controls for audio interface.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
Scott, do we have any other agreements with Johnson Controls other than this? Okay.
They're the ones that done the security and everything for the jail.
I was thinking.
Our fire system, our
system. But if we say audio interface, that should separate it from any other agreement.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You guys have one more, don't you?
A couple more, yeah. NASCO Value Point Deficiency Quote, Johnson Controls, number 20-012, maintenance.
Who does everything on our Anvil system now, do you know?
They do. They take care of pretty much everything in that building.
Okay. Who would approve the contract buying between Johnson Controls and Taney County for the NASPRO Value Point Deficiency?
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. And we have NASPO Value Point Contract, Johnson Controls, number 20-015, maintenance.
What exactly is the scope of work on this?
Is this one for the kitchen?
It says Taney County Justice Center has to do with 8 system gauges.
One of them is our pipe inspection, backflow and pressure and sprinkler tests. The other one is there's in our kitchen under our hood, there's 2 tanks. Actually, there's 3. There's 2 tanks of powder and one.
That was the Anvil system. That was the previous one.
Okay, this one is.
So this is for backflow?
This is backflow and.
Okay. Sprinkler.
They run cameras in the pipe, make sure water's properly getting to our sprinklers in case of fire.
Okay. Move to approve the contract buying between Johnson Controls and Taney County under the NASPO Value Point contract for contract number 3407.
Second for question. Discussion.
Have a second.
The contract number was what?
It says in the document the contract number identifies parts and materials.
3407.
3407.
Okay. Yeah. I was looking
That's
at
That's why
the...
I said that.
Yeah. Okay. Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you all.
Thank you,
sir.
Thank you.
Appreciate you.
Yep.
Easement right-of-way for Plantation Road number 20-016, Roden Bridge.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have a letter dated February 20th. 7/20/20 from our attorney, Mr. Elliott.